Phoneboy Speaks, episode 854, Preserving Abandoned Games. I grew up during the golden age of video games. They were just starting at that point. There was, home consoles came out in my lifetime. They were very simplistic, of course, back in those days. And even the Atari 2600, the Intellivision, ColecoVision. God, I'm sure I'm missing others as well. But all of these came out, and they were all the games, of course, were self-contained, and the amount of storage that these games take up is so small that they're all self-contained. And so, of course, you can, these days you can go on a website and play these games, right? And go to archive.org and play a lot of these games, and I'm sure you can find the codes out there too. And I think there's even exceptions in the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or maybe there is, for preserving these games, because these are part of our digital history, as it were, these video games. And so they're easy to find as a result of that. Now, the games that my son plays, they're multiplayer online games of various sorts. And when the servers that serve those games go down, he's not going to be able to play those games anymore. And that's, I'm not sure if he's thinking about that right now, but it's not even something that will affect me necessarily, because I won't be, I don't play those games and I'm not interested in them, but somebody surely is. And for historical purposes, those games will simply cease to work right when the servers for those games get shut down. So, if you're into preserving that kind of history, what do you do, right? And this is something the EFF is trying to figure out how to solve, right? And there's probably going to be, they want to get exemptions put in the DMCA for this kind of stuff, because there's a whole lot of digital history that we're simply going to lose. And we I've seen this before. Computing used to be, of course, very centralized, and then went very distributed, and now is kind of swinging back into centralized. And these games, right? Yeah, these games will not be playable when the servers shut down. I mean, there was a whole episode on, I don't even remember if it was 99% Invisible or some podcast like that, where there was, that when the service shut down for Sims Online, that a lot of people felt that, because the servers, the game was not playable when Electronic Arts decided to kill the game. So this is a real issue, right, for people who want to preserve this kind of history, and I think it's certainly important history to preserve on some level. And there's a lot of not the early part of the internet, but like sort of the last 15, 20 years or so, where because of the online nature of things, it becomes, if you don't have access to the server to run it, then you can't run it. And so you can't, just emulate it, right? Because it has network components that if you don't have that component, you can't use it. And so it's a big issue. It's something that I agreed, that we need to figure out. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.